you have to do your best to be optimistic, because we are going to get through this.
Of course.
So we have to find fun. We have to do our best to make each other feel good at this very difficult and unprecedented time.
I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Tightrope Podcast. We tell the stories of people who are defining the future of work. Our guests walk the tightrope, away from meaningless toil towards work that is profound, protects the planet, empowers people, and is fun to do, meaningful work. The stories that our guests tell and the insights that they provide will inspire you to connect with work and experiences that stoke your passions and make the world a better place. For meaningful work is the future of work. On this episode, we revisit Chicago food scene disruptor Billy Jacobs. Billy appeared on the Tightrope Podcast back in October 2019, and he has an amazing story to tell. In the early 1980s, he and his three brothers achieved phenomenal success when they introduced their fresh New York-style bagels to a city that had none. Then, years later, Billy founded the immensely successful Peace Pizzeria and Brewery, which serves authentic thin-crust New Haven-style pizza and craft beer to Chicagoans who, before Peace, only knew the city's deep-dish pies. Billy and his team scaled Peace fast to become the highest-grossing independent pizza restaurant in the United States. However, in the past week, like every other restaurant in the United States, Peace is responding to the COVID-19 coronavirus crisis. Billy's popular sit-down restaurant is now closed to customers, but he and his team are working hard to bring the joy of Peace to hungry and thirsty social distancing customers by way of curbside pickup and delivery services. Billy Jacobs lives his dreams doing meaningful work, and he inspires the team members that he employs. But in our conversation, we learn how COVID-19 is challenging him to keep his brand and his business thriving and his people employed doing the meaningful work that he provides them. We spoke with Billy Jacobs earlier this week via Skype. So welcome back to the Tightrope, Billy Jacobs.
Thanks, Danny.
So as we record this interview, it was yesterday, Sunday the 15th of March, that you announced that your restaurant had closed, but your takeout operation is still open for business. How is that going?
Well, just to clarify, yesterday we announced that we were going to close the restaurant at the end of business day, so at 10 p.m., and we were planning on just going delivery and takeout only. So we actually thought about doing this prior to the Governor Pritzker's mandate that all restaurants had to close, because it was the right thing to do. In terms of how is it going, well, today is the first day that we're doing it, so I'll have a better sense of that at the end of the day. But we put in all sorts of procedures for both delivery and pickup.
So are your customers relying on delivery services to get their food and beverage?
Well, we are one of their resources, absolutely. We also are providing takeout as well. We will bring it to the curb, so it's curbside service.
So how has life in Chicago changed with all this?
Well, it's getting pretty quiet on the streets. And keep in mind that today, at the end of business day, is the day that all restaurants have to cease operations. All restaurants, all bars. So we're going to have a better sense of things after today. Today's the last day. But I was at Peace yesterday, last night, and we had a pretty good crowd. And what I've been saying for the past couple weeks is it's a double-edged sword, because we are busy and the restaurant's very busy and we've got virus going on. And I'm not feeling so good about that, because we shouldn't be benefiting in these times, but we are open for business and we're providing a service. But it's really kind of shocking that so many people are out and have been out.
Young people, my daughter's age, my daughter is 18, they feel invincible. They're not sick. They want to be with their friends. Right. And the idea of social distancing is, I don't want to say foreign to them, but they're not applying to it the way the rest of us are.
No, they're not. And the governor and the mayor of Chicago both looked at the celebrations, the St. Patrick's Day celebrations over the weekend, and said, hey, these people are, they're not taking it seriously. Mm. Well, should it come as any surprise? Because, Danny, you and I were that age.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, when I was that age, I remember all I wanted to do was have a beer with my friends, maybe have a few beers on St. Patrick's Day, and do our thing. And we did feel as if we're immortal. But right now, if these kids get the virus, they will get over it. But they will also potentially spread it to people who will not. The elderly, people who have lung issues, who are compromised, those are the people that we have to be concerned with. And the young people just didn't get it. So as I said, you know, we have to close down. The governor has to close down. Right. We have to take the party away, take the toys away, and put everyone inside, contain and eradicate and flatten the curve.
You are one of the best storytellers I've ever met, and I've known you most of my life. Are you going to use the opportunity to storytell the truth of this to your customers, that we can still have fun, social distancing, as you enjoy your peace beats?
You have to do your best to be optimistic, because we are going to get through this.
Of course.
So we have to find fun. We have to do our best to make each other feel good at this very difficult and unprecedented time. So, yeah, let's try to, let's do our best to get through this, because we are all in this together. And, you know, let's do it. And yeah, that is part of the Peace brand. It is storytelling. It's having fun. It's pizza. It's beer. And we are community. That's what it's all about. It's taking care of each other. We are one family, and we have to look out for each other, and we have to take care of each other, and we have to have fun and be optimistic. You know, I was in last night, and I had FaceTime with all my people, and I took them individually and as a group, and I said, listen, guys, we're going through a difficult time right now, but you have my word. We're going to survive this thing. We're going to be okay. We're going to have some turbulent water, but we're family, and we're going to support each other. And Peace is going to do everything we can to provide you with help.
So how are they doing emotionally? It's got to be jarring.
It's challenging, because there's so much uncertainty. None of us have the answers. We don't know how long this thing's going to go on. You know, we suspect, you know, they're throwing out weeks. Now they're saying maybe 8 weeks. Well, yeah. No one really knows, you know, because the uncertainty is what's scary, because these young people who are so great and who work so hard and so bright and give us absolutely everything and do such a great job for us, they don't know how they're going to make it through. So, you know, we have to do as much as we possibly can do. And of course, you have to keep in mind that our resources are finite. So at some point, if this thing goes on too long, it's going to be challenging for us. So let's hope that the government provides everyone with support, businesses and individuals.
Well, I think the best thing that you are doing is that you are getting on FaceTime and you're communicating with them and you're being honest with them, because at the end of the day, that's what they want. They want to know the straight truth of what the immediate future looks like for them.
I mean,
8 weeks out, I can't even think 8 days out right now.
Right.
There's so much being thrown at us.
Well, it really is about being transparent. But with transparency, again, there's so much uncertainty out there that we just don't have the answers. So, you know, as you said, it's day to day, it's week to week, it's you know, it's me month to month for all we know. It's intimidating. It's scary.
So what's getting you through this, Bill? Is it the dogs?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think we have to be together on this, and we have to have a sense of optimism, you know? And that is really what I think is going to get us through it. And let's hope that the government provides relief for everyone. Because if they don't, Dan, I mean, they need to, because to not have money out there, to have people at home not spending, is going to throw us into a shit storm. You know, the recession, we're going to be plummeting. They have to do something to generate the economy. And if no one's making money and no one's spending, well, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that your customers put on the news last night and saw what was going on at O'Hare.
Oh, absolutely, right?
people were disembarking from planes from foreign departure points and spending, what, 6-8 hours in close proximity with strangers waiting to get through customs.
Brutal. It looked like refugees, you know? It was a very difficult scene, you know? These poor people had nowhere to go. They couldn't move through. It was a very upsetting sight. Imagine being in there.
No.
Right?
A week ago, I was at a podcasting convention in Orlando. And there was nobody at the airport. And Bill, you've been through that airport. I got through the TSA checkpoint in 10 minutes.
Wow.
10 minutes.
Wow.
I prepared for an hour and a half. 10 minutes.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, but the downside is that places like Orlando and places like Chicago that rely on tourist trade, they don't know what's going to happen. It's a big black hole right now.
It is. It really is. Keep people from coming into the country. I've got to say, you know, there's been speculation that Trump might just quarantine the entire country for 2 weeks. Well, that might not be a bad. It may not be a bad idea.
It may not be. A bad idea.
It may be the only thing.
Well, let's look on the bright side. I think of Peace Pizzeria, and Marsh and I were your guests back in August, and what a great experience. I'm sorry that the restaurant part of your business is not handling sit-down customers right now. That'll come back. That fun will come back. But from a standpoint of comfort, what's leading sales right now through the ovens at Peace and through Peace Out?
Keep in mind, today's the first day that we've only done takeout and delivery because yesterday the restaurant was open. But, you know, I was there and the pizzas were absolutely beautiful. I brought 4 pies home for 2 neighbors and my brother, and I took pictures of them because they were so beautiful. My brother Pete had a red pizza, half onions. Another neighbor had a pepperoni pie with mozzarella. The other one had one that was half mushroom, half sausage, and the pies just look great. So we are bringing our great pizza and our great beer to the customers. So, you know, people are home. They're going to want something good, and we're here to provide it.
So this interview is going to run this week, Bill. It's not going to run many weeks after the first time when we sat down. So
yeah,
to our Chicago listeners, how do they get in touch with you to order pizza and brew?
They can call 773-772-4422 or order online at Peace Chicago. That's PIECEChicago.com. Or they can order through our partners at Caviar, DoorDash, or Grubhub, and we'll get it to them. And they should also keep in mind that we are getting pizzas to people without any contact. We're bringing it out to the curb. We are in gloves. We are sanitizing. It's a priority for us. It's a priority to keep our employees and our customers safe.
And I'll add that being a small business and not a big chain, you hire people in the community. You have relationships with people in the community. If listeners want to help out businesses, start local. Start with Peace. Give Peace a chance.
Absolutely. Support local. It's what it's all about.
Thank you for walking the tightrope with us again. Stay safe, my brother.
All right, brother. Thanks for thinking on me. I'll talk to you.
Links to Peace's social media and to past episodes featuring Billy Jacobs are provided in the show notes for this episode at dansmolin.com. Please join us for more inspiring stories from people who walk the tightrope to seek and do meaningful work. You can subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts or listen to current and past episodes on our website at dansmolin.com. I'm Dan Smolin, and this is the Tightrope Podcast. Together, let's walk the tightrope to find and do meaningful work, for meaningful work is the future of work. And do remember this, our best days lie ahead. Let's connect again next week. Stay safe, everyone.